The forces of Korgon have struck and delayed the episode. Not to worry, though, Lanterns Aura presents episode 1 of one of our upcoming shows. We present to you the new setting of Tavangar. Lanterns Aura presents Tavangar Part 1. Tonight, we will be playing Dungeons & Dragons in a new, for some of you, setting called Tavangar. We did a one-shot about a year ago in this same setting with some of these players. Now we're turning it into an actual full campaign. But first, let's have everyone go through and introduce themselves. My name is Sean. I am one of the people who runs Lanterns Aura, and I am your dungeon master for every session in this setting. All right, Mischief?
Hello. My name is Mischief, and I am a content creator, a voice actor, and a regular actor who helps out Lanterns Aura quite regularly.
Alright, Aster?
Hi, I'm Aster. I voice Lucy on the podcast, and I frequent the D&D sessions on Lanterns Aura, so we'll be seeing each other often.
All right, Alt here.
Okay, I won't actually do a jokey one this time. Usually I do a jokey one. I'm Alt here, or Karma. I'm one of the co-writers of Aslentha. I'm the voice of Tick. I also do the soundscape editing. One of the producers. I reluctantly play D&D with Dragon.
Mm. What a mood.
All right, Void.
Hello, I am Floyd. I am an artist, and that's really about it. I am not interesting.
Wow.
I disagree with this statement, but sure.
I do disagree with this statement.
How the F do you use pit crew? I don't understand. What's the F?
All right.
That's such All right. a mood again.
Ninjor.
Why is my shirt so small? How do I change it? How do I make my ears not... gray? What is happening?
Colors. There's a color menu and you can switch colors.
No, but there's not a color.
There
not
is a color. There absolutely
not.
Is a color
no!
menu. I will
no!
fight you
do
on this.
Do it on mobile. Oh my God. PC is hell. Don't do it on PC.
All right. And
Anyways.
The one arguing with his husband.
Hi,
no.
I'm
no.
Ninjor.
No.
I run all the tech and have to deal with this. No, hi there. I'm
no,
Ninjor.
Okay, because,
I'm
like,
the voice of Rowan.
Genuinely.
No.
Do
skill
that.
Issue. Anyways, hi, I'm Ninjor. I'm the voice of Rowan. I run all the tech for Lanterns Aura, and you see me a lot in these streams, because I'm always here.
Yeah, without Ninjor, we have no one to run the tech side and do the transitions. So when things go badly for tech, you know who to blame. All right. Is everyone set? Everyone ready? I know, we had some tech problems getting in here. But is everyone all ready?
It would be super cool if, like, my shirt covered my entire character, and if when I clicked face, it would, like, what is happening? Okay, I'm okay. This is fine, guys. I will be okay.
Alright. So, a little bit of background for everyone that missed the stream or just needs a refresher, because again, it was over a year ago. Tavangar was a very old kingdom that did not have magic at all in it. Species like dwarves, elves, dragonborn were pretty much non-existent. Like, there was very small communities of them. But it was mostly humans in this very large kingdom that boasted over 5 million people in it. And then about 200 years ago, things went horribly wrong. No one knows all the details of what happened, but most of the population was slaughtered overnight, and a dictator of some sort, of an unknown race, took over the kingdom. And now, instead of the millions of humans there used to be, there's maybe about 2,000-3,000 spread across the entire continent. There's more races now than there had been in the past. Dwarves and elves are much more of a common sight. magic exists again, but things are not great. The sun has not shone since the dictator took over, and unfortunately, monsters outnumber humans or the other races by quite a large amount. So, you all, the party that we have tonight, find yourself in a village, if it can be called that, called Ithloc. It's a small community of about a dozen people living in the remains of a city that's name has long since been forgotten. It's mainly a trading hub for different people who live in their own isolated areas, because it's kind of in the middle of it all. The tavern is run by an older human named Toth, who has been running it since the previous owner was killed by a pack of humanoid monsters known as the Corrupted Ones. Currently, among yourselves in the tavern, there is a handful of bodies, all human, save for one lone dwarf who's in a corner by himself. Would you all like to describe yourselves and what you are doing in this tavern?
If you want me to go first. So, I am Kildran Ravenheim is my character's name. I look like just one of the roughest, tumble, big, muscly dwarves you've ever seen. Really scraggly white hair, but not like old person white hair. Like, for some reason, this dwarf's hair is just white. It's a little odd. You don't really know why. But it's also not bright white. Like, this is some dirty, ruffled, white, scruffy hair. You can't tell really what the gender of this dwarf is, because really just the best descriptor for them is scruffy, wild, does not look like they should ever be in any sort of civilized setting at all, and they have a couple of furs on their shoulder, and that's about what you can see.
All right, Karma.
Do me later.
All right, Ninjor.
You see a young, younger looking half elf, kind of asleep, with their arms in front of them on a table. Their hair is tied back and their body is, like, their hands appear to be well worn, like they've worked quite a bit, even for their younger age. With just very simple clothing and bandages up the arms, most likely just to protect it from whatever hard labor they probably do. And you just see them, like, almost half asleep, just kind of sitting there in the back corner, away from everyone.
All right, Void.
I'm having a stroke. Sorry. Bonbon, who is totally a human, a 2 foot tall human with bunny ears. Yeah. They're small little herringon, about 2 feet tall, covered with different shades of brown fur. And Bonbon is just kind of sitting at a table, keeping an eye out over everyone in the little area in the room.
All right, Aster.
Hi, my name is Valeria, and I am a half elf with some short black hair. I was just passing through the town. Yeah, that's kind of my character.
All right, and now back to Altair.
Okay. I am, okay, my character is named Herb. She's a half-orc cleric, and is just trying to do good things. Real. Definitely. That's all right. Yeah, that's it.
Well, around the tavern, you've got the human bartender, Toth, who was mentioned earlier, currently just trying to wipe down the partially destroyed bar. And then you've got a couple of children over at one of the tables near the back of the tavern. The dwarf has got a tent set up inside the building with a variety of wares for sale. There's a human with a dagger on his hip by the door, and a very large female human with full plate armor and a great sword just drinking at the table closest to the door.
If I could my character go and approach the buff woman with the full plate armor?
Here we go.
Yes.
Hey, I just brought in some furs from a hunt. Do you know where I can go to sell these?
She takes a long drink out of her mug and then looks down at you. Looks over at the dwarf and just gestures to him and goes back to drinking.
Aye, thank you. So I head over in the direction of the dwarf. Oi!
Oh, one of my kinsmen.
Strange to see another is like you around here.
So...
I've got some furs. You got any coin for them?
Oh, yes. Let me inspect these really quick.
I present to him the fox pelt that I have, but only one of the rabbits.
So here we've got fox pelt, very good condition.
Rabbit. The best.
I can give you a silver for the fox and 3 copper for the rabbit.
A silver. Are you bloody kidding me, mate? You can't be serious. For a kinsman, you can do better than that. Come on.
If you weren't a kinsman, I'd only offer you 5 copper for the whole lot.
I'll do you 2 silver pieces and the 5 copper for the rabbit.
No, are you kidding? That's more than a week's stay here costs.
Uh-huh, is it now? And where else do you think you're going to get some good furs, eh? There's no one else selling them around these parts.
True, not here. But where I'm going, there is.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what say you'll even make it there, really? You know, you might as well get what you can and use these to protect yourself and feed yourself along the way, eh? There's not much food to be had along the road.
Roll persuasion.
All right, let's see how this goes. what is my persuasion? Cool, it's a +0. What could go wrong? That's great, guys.
A 3.
Oh, wait, don't worry,
so it's going great.
It's going great, guys. It's going great.
All right, a 3 versus is 11.
No deal.
Fine, I'll go with the original.
There, he takes the pelts, plops the silver and a couple of the copper into your hand. Then you just see him open a chest behind him and plop the furs into a chest full of even more furs.
Oh, God. Oh, God. This fucker. That is not in character, by the way. I'm going to take my other one rabbit and whatever coin he gave me and just head back to one of the other tables and kind of just look like I'm in a real pissed mood.
Alright. Is anyone else going to do anything else in the room?
I'm gonna move over to where a bonbon is. Because I find them interesting with their rabbit ears.
And I'm going to introduce myself to Bon Bon. Hi, my name is Valina. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Quite say that your ears are very fascinating. They look very soft.
I suppose they would be for someone like you.
I'm just gonna just sit there and just casually talk to Bon Bon after the weird icebreaker.
Bon Bon is definitely having his ears pushed back away from
away from strange person.
Yeah.
All right. And then we've got this sleeping human. I'm assuming it's just going to keep sleeping away. Well, sleeping half-elf.
Keeping human. An eye out, but mostly focusing on sleep here.
All right. What's our resident half-orc doing?
Sorry, I'm eating at the same time.
The half-orc is consuming foodstuffs.
Pretty much.
Alright. And things kind of just keep going like that, fairly peaceful. The people besides you are kind of not really talking to each other at all. The two children are just playing under the table. Things progress like that for a while, nothing too major. And after a bit, you hear some screaming from outside as a very young, well, young adult human bursts into the room, gripping a bloody wound on his shoulder.
I immediately stand up and I go up to him and ask if he needs help.
No, I don't need help. We need to get out of here.
Are you sure? You're bleeding. I can heal you up like really quick.
No, we need to get out of here before those things get here. We're under attack.
Things.
Fucking things. What do you mean? I shout from across the room.
Spiders. Lots of them. Big, nasty fuckers.
Okay, coming from what direction?
Spiders?
That way. Huh? And he just points towards the wall, and you can see through a hole in the wall, like 5 or 6 very large spiders making their way across the other destroyed buildings towards the one you're in.
Okay, lead the way, and wherever that guy runs, I'm just gonna follow.
Alright, and as soon as he opens the door, a different spider that you couldn't see yet bursts into the room through it.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
roll initiative, everyone.
I forgot.
Can we use real dice, or do we have to use the...
No, you can use your own dice.
Yep.
You can use real dice.
Just don't cheat, man.
Yeah, because I'm totally a cheater.
Or just don't cheat.
I got an 18.
If we want to roll using...
Oh, wait, program, plus initiative?
How do we do it?
Yeah.
It's,
I think it's a slash roll, right?
Head over to combat encounters. I can manually mentor it.
It's fine. I'll just use my real dice.
I just want to make sure, because I haven't rolled for initiative in a hot minute. It's the whatever I roll plus my initiative, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So it's a 25.
What the F? Okay.
God, not the insane rolls coming in again.
It's okay.
Oh,
okay.
Plus initiative?
Or plus action?
All right. So Max got a 20.
Max got a 20.
All right.
Herb, you got a 12?
I got a 12.
Nice.
Going well so far for the first initiative roll.
Hey, I did pretty well. I don't know.
No, this is this when I... Did I tell you guys now or later that I have a -1 initiative?
God. I respect that. I respect that.
Is this when I tell you I have a plus 7 initiative?
What? I think I have a 1 bonus.
Dude, I don't. Yeah, just plus 1 for me.
Just don't fuck with Bonbon. That's all I'm saying, man.
That was a 16. Well, 15 plus 1, so 16.
And could Aster, what'd you get?
16.
Man.
All right. So, first up in the initiative, we've got Bonbon. We've got the one spider that tore through the door, and then there's another one coming through a hole in the wall near the door.
Lovely. They look nice and fuzzy.
Excuse me?
I'm not scared of spiders.
The spiders or the rabbit?
Yeah. Both. Okay. Both. Bonbon is going to immediately jump into action and use my full 30 movement to get to the closest spider, which so I think it would bring me here. Am I within reach to like actually attack it?
Yep.
Okay, then Bonbon is gonna just straight up go for a kick.
Let's go, right. Bonbon!
Bonbon, try to kick a spider. 15 versus a spider, that hits.
Cool. Fuck, what is my thing? Hang on, I have not done Bonbon in so long. It is an unarmed strike, so where's my d4? Oh, wait, plus my... I forgot about my hit thing. I would have hit anyways. 2... So a 7.
7 points of damage?
Yep.
Alright. Alright. That spider is taking some damage. Alright. For some reason, it adjusted the health for both spiders when they shouldn't.
Keep track. Hey, dragon.
Yep.
Music.
Oh, crap. Thank you for reminding me.
I was gonna say, this is a very peaceful fight.
Wow. This is very chill. Fight. You know, this is great.
We vibing. No one's attacking us. Everything's fine. Yep.
Everything is fine. All right, after Bonbon, Max.
Oh, Max. I forgot my own name. You see Max jump awake, seeing what's going on, without saying a word, is just going to spin his hand around and just whip out a bolt of flame just shoots out from his hand towards the spider. Please don't a 1. Please don't roll a 1.
That'd be embarrassing for you.
That would be embarrassing. Be oh, that's not what that'd I meant to roll.
Real unfortunate.
That would be real unfortunate. let's see. So I rolled a 4. it's not a 1. Which is a total of 10.
That misses.
I figured. So just, I just throw out the fire and just completely whiffs into the rubble. Oh shit.
All right. Anything else for Max?
he's gonna get behind the table here. Just like, into the corner.
That's so awkward for you. That's so awkward for you.
All right.
It did not work out well.
At least you didn't hit Bonbon.
I was hoping.
After that, we've got Roth, the security attendant, is going to try and take a stab at the spider with a dagger. Why is it not letting me... There we go. 11 plus 0. Roth tries to stab this giant spider right in front of his face and misses with an 11.
That's so awkward for this guy.
All right. After Roth, we've got Koth, one of the Koth children, who's going to run.
Shout out to Koth also being called Roth on the map. Big fan of Roth and Roth 2.
Yeah, I don't know why all the NPCs got named
Roth 1, Roth 2, Roth Electric Boogaloo.
Hey.
And now it's fixed. Koth is called Koth.
Well, see, there are now two Koths.
Yeah, there's now two Koths.
It's fine.
Now
it's
one's
fine.
Going to explode. You said it.
Koth
now
goes
one has
running
to die.
To the other room to get away from the spiders. All right. After Koth, we've got the giant spider. Well, both giant spiders. One of them is going to try and have some rabbit for dinner.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
As it tries to bite. Tries to bite Bon Bon. 18 to hit?
Yeah, 18 does hit. Exactly.
For 7 points of piercing damage.
God damn.
And I need to roll 1d4. 1 point of poison damage.
Damn.
That's that spider. The other spider is going to go and try to make a meal out of Roth.
Uh-oh.
This not Roth. Oh, no.
A 17.
Oh, shit.
Roth.
This one's
Six
a silly
points
to serious.
Of piercing damage.
No.
And 4 points of poison damage. Roth is down. And
uh-oh.
Roth is just dead.
Oh. That's not great. Oh,
that's not
and
great.
You hear the bartender scream as his son gets just devoured by this spider.
Oh, the little mean spiders. Why'd you gotta come and ruin our fun? It's a little
and then
fuck.
You hear chittering noises as more spiders crawl across the ceiling, and one falls through the ceiling next to Max.
No! Max? I was hiding!
Oh, what'd you say? Ooh, that you only meant
well, guys, it was nice while it lasted.
That's it, we're out. We're done.
We're out. Goodbye. It was a great 4 seconds.
Hey, it's not
Wait,
as bad
that's
as
not
the,
me.
That's not Max.
I'm hidden on the other end.
Oh, no, that's me.
Oh,
no.
Okay, so it lands next to the dwarf.
Oh, I feel great now.
All right. You lasted longer than the Christmas like holiday special.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
The disrespect. I got one turn this time.
All right, Kildred, you're up with a spider right in front of your face.
Oh boy, look at this ugly fucker. So Kildred has a quarterstaff that they had sitting on the table next to them. So they're going to grab their quarterstaff and just slap the fuck out of this spider. Which
All right.
is...
Roll the hit.
I believe in you.
Ooh, that was a 17 plus 4, so 21.
That hits.
Let's go. 1d6 plus 2. Hold on, where's my d6? There it is. It's not gonna be much damage. Oh, wait, it's 6. Let's go. 6 damage.
Alright.
And I'm just whacking this thing over the top of the head like I've got nothing to lose.
Alright, let me,
Other than your one rabbit skin.
Other than my one rabbit skin, you know.
I have to track hit points.
Oh, can we not mark it on the sheets on here?
Yeah, it, for some reason it's sharing stats across all the spiders.
Because you copied them, you didn't make them individual.
Alright, anything else for you, Kildren?
Hold on, I'm not sure if there's anything else I can do. Do I have a bonus action thing I can do? I don't think so. I will not yet rage.
All right.
I'm just gonna chill. That's it. I'm here and
chilling as you
spider. You know,
chilling as you bonk the spider.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's great.
All right, Kildren. After that, we've got Valeria.
I'm gonna take about 10 steps towards the spider that's closest to Bon Bon. And I'm going to cast Bless.
On?
The spider?
On the spider? Hang on a minute.
Hold on.
Bless the spider.
On
Bless the spider down in its lock now.
I read that wrong. It's a buff. I gotta cast that on Bon Bon.
Bon Bon has been blessed. The blessed rabbit foot.
I believe you can bless three creatures.
I can bless
three
creatures?
Yeah.
Okay, who else is within 30 feet of me? One second.
Everyone except for the children, the dwarf, the bartender, and Kildren.
Okay, I'm going to bless Bon Bon, Max, And Herb.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right.
Just blessed you real quick. Sorry.
Gives you an extra d4 to attack. And an ability save.
Yep.
Ability check.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's basically all I can do.
All right. After that, we've got Poss, the big woman. She looks at her dead brother, looks at the spider, draws her sword, and charges at it.
Yeah, big woman!
Kill it!
Muscle woman.
All right. She gets to make two attacks on it. First attack, 19 would hit. The second attack, a 24 also hits.
Let's go!
So that's 8 points of damage, and another 14 points of damage. So that is a total of 22 points of damage on that spider. That spider is dead because Bon Bon punched it.
Woo!
I kicked it, to be exact.
Kicked it. The bunny kicked it. All right.
Better be gone.
And that is her entire turn. Herb, you're up.
So which one were the people who got blessed last time?
You were one of the people.
You, me, and Max.
Yes.
You mean Max? Okay.
Max.
Oh.
Max.
Okay, so Bon Bon didn't get blessed?
No, I did.
Oh,
Bon
excellent.
Bon,
okay.
Herb, and Max all got blessed.
Okay. I'm gonna move so that I'm within range of Kildren and Noth?
Oh, the child?
Is that her name? Yes.
All right.
Protect the child.
Protect the child.
And I am also going to use Bless.
All right.
I think I have to move. I can't. Okay, I think I have to move, like, here?
There we go. Yep, that gets you in range of both of them.
Yeah, and I'm also going to cast Bless.
Nice, thank you.
You're barely out of range of being able to bless Big Woman, too.
Oh, can I move a little bit closer? I probably can, right?
Yeah, if you move, like, one square up. That's 30 feet for the...
You are good.
All right.
Nice. Perfect. We did it, boys.
Hey,
we all right, boys. We got him.
All right. Anything else?
That's blessed be the all fool. All I can do, really?
All right.
Pretty common phrase.
Blessed
After
be the
that,
fool.
We've got Noth, who runs into the next room over and screams and immediately runs out.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
That's bad, yeah.
After Noth, we've got Toth, the bartender, who takes a bottle, a empty bottle, and just tries to chuck it at one of the spiders.
Yeah, bartender!
Getting crunk.
Fifteen.
Damn.
I need to check the stat. That hits.
Goddamn. One strong bottle.
For 1 point of damage on the spider.
Okay, not so strong bottle.
Not so strong.
Alright. After Toth, we've got the dwarf, who you see just start rummaging through his chests. And that's his entire turn. Then we've got Jen, the injured guy who came through the door. He tries to take a step away from the spider, and the spider gets an attack of opportunity.
Oh, sweet chestnut.
The spider misses with an 11. Jen takes a few steps back and tries to shoot the spider that just tried to bite him. And misses with an 8. Alright. After Jen, we're back up to the top of the initiative. Bon Bon!
Okay. Bon Bon is gonna run up to here. Do another unarmed strike of kicking the spider. Goddamn. I just need you to know, with Bless and the modifier I have for my attack, which is a +7, if I miss this, I'm going to be extremely upset. Well, I missed it because I rolled the nat 1.
First nat 1. Oh, that's
and then, as Dragon, is a reaction something? Wait, hang on. No, it's a bonus action. I'm gonna do a bonus action and use rabbit hop to move 10 feet back, without provoking an opportunity of attack.
All right. That your entire turn?
Yep.
All right, Max, you're up.
Seeing this not going great, Max is going to. Oh no! What do I do? What do I do? Okay. Max is going to. Just try and throw another firebolt at this spider, because this is the one closer to the children.
All right.
And you see Max once again spin up a fire and toss it out.
Does the fire hit this time?
19.
All right, that hits.
Okay. What is firebolt? 1d10. Yeah. Solid, three points of damage. Max spin up fire around his hand and whip it out, and it almost like curveballs back around into the side of the spider.
The spider is still standing.
Yeah, I figured.
That's one burnt spider, though.
Crispy.
Toasty.
Crispy.
All right.
Man, why smell like chicken now? No. I am hiding in a corner. I don't think there's much else for me to do.
All right. After that, we've got Koth, the first child that ran into the room, and all you hear is just a muffled sound coming from the other room.
Oh, that kid's dead.
That's
good.
All right. So after that, we've got the giant spiders. The door that has not been shut yet has another spider squeezed through it.
God damn, we should really close that door, you guys. Listen!
And that spider tries to take a bite out of Poth, the woman with the armor.
Okay. Good luck, Poth.
Jesus Christ.
22 does hit.
That is not good.
And Poth takes 7 points of piercing and 4 points of poison damage.
Jeez, oh no.
Oh dear.
She is still standing. Alright. After that spider, we've got a few other spiders. Other spider comes around and tries to take a bite out of Bon Bon. Nineteen?
Oh, well, fuck you. That hits.
For 7 points of piercing and 3 points of poison.
Well, I'm down.
Oh. Oh, no.
That's not ideal. Oh, boy.
All right. One spider tries to take a bite out of Kildren.
Is this the time to mention that I can't take poison damage?
13, does that hit?
13 does not hit. Let's go.
All right, that spider misses. And then the last spider that you guys couldn't see until this point peeks its head out of the door the children ran through and tries to take a bite out of Noth as he's like right in the doorway.
No, the child.
Just roll bad. Just roll bad for us, dragon.
Don't kill the child.
7 misses.
Yes!
You know what?
Oh,
and I said it.
Good job.
I mean, well, a child has already died, so, you know.
That is true.
You don't know
that
the child is dead.
We just heard muffled screaming. For all we know, the spider is webbing.
Guys, one got eaten right at the beginning of the battle.
No.
That was an adult.
Yeah, that was an adult. That wasn't a child.
Ripped to that guy, but you know, not a child.
Yeah. Ripped to the guy that was supposed to be the guard.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
He wasn't obviously
He
lied on his resume.
As a guard.
he was literally the son of the owner.
Oh.
God, no.
Didn't background check him. Real. Didn't have a security guard license. You know.
All right. Kildren, you're up.
Kildren is going to take a few steps to be kind of between the two spiders. Still within range of hitting the first one, but closer to the child. And is going to yell, "Oi! Get behind me! It's not safe!" And is going to smack the first spider again to try and take it out, maybe? Hopefully?
Alright.
Surely, guys.
This is gonna go great, I believe.
Ooh, what is that? That's a 14 plus 4. 14 plus 4 is 18. Does that hit?
That hits.
Yeah, let's go! Okay. 6 plus 2. 5 damage.
That great, spider is still alive.
Shit!
It is not looking good, though.
Yeah!
Alright. Anything else for your turn?
Do I still have a... I assume I still have a few steps of movement, yeah?
You do, but the spider will get an opportunity.
It will get an opportunity. I think... Oh, do I want to move closer to the child, or just hope the child moves closer to me? Excuse me.
Bless you. Your call. Your call.
I'm gonna move to stand right next to the child, so that if that other spider tries to take a bite, they're gonna go for me and not the child.
Alright. 21 to hit for the opportunity attack?
That does hit, yeah.
And 10 points of piercing damage?
Good god.
Oh, I'm still up, but... Oh.
And oh, 3 points of poison damage?
I don't take... Poison.
You're immune to poison as a dwarf.
Yeah, let's go.
Who knew being a dwarf would be a good thing for this section? Alright.
Let me check if that's just resistance or it's complete immunity. Hold on.
I think it's resistance. Let me double check.
It might be resistance, not immunity. Yeah, it's resistance. Okay.
So you take 1 point of damage instead.
Well, I'm still up. It's fine. This is fine. Everything is fine.
Everything is indeed not fine.
You're alive. It's okay.
I'm alive! All right.
Is that it for your turn?
That's all I can do, yep.
All right, Valeria.
Okay, I'm going to run to Bon Bon and use Cure Wounds.
All right.
Yeah.
Wakey, it's not rabbit season.
Sorry,
what does Cure Wounds do? Sorry, I'm not familiar with that one.
I have to roll to see how much points of health you get back.
Okay.
DM, quick question. I was blessed for that, right? Does the blessing only add to the attack roll?
It adds to attack rolls and saves.
Oh, okay, so it wouldn't have done anything. Okay, well, I would have hit anyways, but I didn't include that.
Oh, and then I also think also ability checks, but you didn't do one of those that turn.
No.
All right.
11 points.
My max is 10, so does that...
Yeah, so you're back up to full health.
Awesome. Do I have 11 or do I have 10?
You have 10.
Sure. Okay. Cool. Let's go. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I'm just gonna take a few steps back so I'm out of range of the spider.
Alright. You weren't in range, but alright.
I still don't want to chance it. If that spider moves, I'm squishy.
Alright. Is that it for your turn?
I'm gonna take out my dagger as, like, a bonus action. Just to be safe.
All right. After that, we've got Poth, aka Big Woman, who is going to try to take out the spider that knocked Bon Bon out. Attack number one is an 18, which hits. Number two is an 11, which misses. But the attack that hits deals 11 points of damage. That one was the one that got hit by the bottle. All right, it is still standing. All right, after Poth, Herb, you're up.
Come on, Herb, I believe in you.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky. Come on, Herb.
Herb?
Herb?
Hold Herb's on a sec. Dead. I'm reading.
Oh, Herb's alive? Oh, shit.
Herb is dead. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in memory of Herb.
Can you guys hear love me? Herb that much.
Yeah. Yep. Oh,
yeah.
We can hear
you. Okay. Okay. I said I'm reading.
I know. We're just making fun
I'm
of
gonna,
you.
I'm gonna cast. So the spider that's going towards Kildren and Noh. I'm gonna cast a Sacred Flame on them.
All right. They gotta make a save.
Yeah. You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
What? What? What?
Not you. The spider.
Seven. I'm assuming that fails.
I don't know what it's supposed to go against, so I'm gonna be real. Just my dexterity, right?
What are you casting?
Cleric, right? Sacred Flame.
It is your spellcasting.
That's what I was trying to. That's what I was trying to read. I was like, where is this?
All right. 8 plus 2 plus your ability modifier, which is, so it'd be 10 plus your
where are you getting these numbers, Dragon?
I pulled it up from the actual player's handbook. So it's 10 plus your wisdom modifier is your spell DC save.
Okay, so it's 12.
Yep, and it rolled a 7, so it failed.
Okay. Oh, excellent. Okay, cool. It's going to take 1d8 of damage. I have to roll a d8. It takes 2 points of damage.
It's dead.
Oh, yeah! Damn.
First kill!
Yay, we did it!
Well, yeah, I was about to say, it's not the first one dead.
Yeah, just, you know, the first one for us to kill. We're doing great, boys. We're doing great. This is
it's fun. Going well.
That's, you know, 2 out of 5 dead.
I can still move, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna move as close as I can to Max.
All right.
Which I think is
actually right up to Max.
Oh, excellent! That's so cool. That's excellent. We both moved at the same time. That's so awkward. Oh no. Okay, it's broken on my screen, but that's okay.
Oh no.
Alright, is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, now we've got Noth, the child, who clings to Kildren's leg. Torso thing. Because Kildren is shorter.
Torso thing? What the F? Kildren is not shorter, you take that back.
Kildren's a dwarf.
Kildren is a surprisingly tall dwarf, and not tall compared to other races, but for a dwarf, Kildren is tall.
How tall is Kildren?
Solid 4 foot.
Bit more than that. Solid 5'2".
What?
That's not a dwarf.
Weirdly tall for a dwarf.
Are you sure you're a dwarf and not just a short human?
Don't worry about it.
I think you're projecting, Mischief.
Don't worry about it.
A little bit of projecting. And the funny part is, they still made it taller than Mischief.
What the fuck?
Mischief, if it makes you feel any better, your dwarf is taller than than Bon Bon.
This is excellent. Really, this is great. Excellent.
All right. After Noth latches onto the hips of Kildren. We've got Toph, who flings another bottle, this time at the spider that got hit with the sword.
Is that the same one that attacked Bon Bon?
Yep.
Okay.
And we've got a nat 1.
Oh, well.
Alright, let me roll to see who in that general direction is gonna have to be hit instead.
Oh no. Glad I'm not over there. Rip to y'all.
Gonna sob if it's me. So
Valeria.
Oh no.
Alright, let's roll to see if it hits Valeria instead.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
This is the one man's gonna roll up.
13?
Let me check. Yeah, that just hits. That just hits.
Yep.
All right. Let's roll to see how much damage Valeria is taking from this bottle. 4 points of damage.
Oh
Max damage on the
eye.
Dealt more damage to you than to the spider he was trying to hit last turn.
Jesus Christ.
Just whips it through the air.
But like, Jesus, that hurt.
Alright. Then we've got Paragor, who takes out a glowing amulet and then immediately books it towards a hole in the wall. And you see all the spider's eyes just follow him.
Slid. Fuck that guy. He may be my kid, but nuh-uh.
Alright. After that, we've got Jen, who's going to try to take another few steps back and get a spider trying to bite him again.
I'll be right back. My VTuber is going to die.
12 on Jen hits.
Okay.
Let's see if the injured guy survives. Jen is dead.
Oh, well.
Oh, Jen. Jen, no.
The guy with the bow is down.
No.
Well, I mean, free bow.
All right. You see the spider just bite him and then start cocooning him.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate that.
All right. After Jen, Bonbon, you're up.
Which one is more... Which of the two spiders that are in front of Bonbon look more fucked up?
The one that's, like, right next to you and the big woman. The other one's only been touched once.
Okay. Do I still have Blessed? Just to make sure.
Let me see how long Blessed lasts for. It only lasts for your first roll after it's used.
Okay.
So.
Then I'm gonna go to kick the spider in front of me again. I got a 14.
Alright, that hits.
Cool. Then... 6 damage.
And that spider just goes flying a couple feet back and just, you see its legs curl up and it flops onto its back.
That's what you get for killing me, bitch.
Oh.
Alright.
Don't fuck with the bon.
Anything else for Bonbon?
Can I do a bonus action with, another unarmed strike for the other spider? Alright, cool. 12 plus 7, so... 19?
That hits.
Cool. Fuck you, spider. 8 damage.
Alright. It is still standing.
And that's it for my turn.
Alright, Max, you're up. You've got the one spider on the other end of the tavern attacking Kildren and a child. And you've got the other one that's next to Bonbon.
I don't think I'm gonna be great at dealing with the one behind the children. I don't want to risk that shot. So I'm going to throw it at this one.
Oh, so you're going to risk hitting Bonbon. Got it.
Well, you're expendable.
Worst case, they can have rabbit stew.
That is, you know, that's
I think the muscle might be a little too lean.
So that's 8 plus... That's 14.
That hits.
Okay, then I won't roll Bless, but I would have gotten a bonus there too. Takes a solid 2 points of damage.
Lovely.
All right. Still standing.
Still
just throws more fire. It's not working! No, I'm kidding. yeah. That's all Max is gonna do. Max, Corner is a safety spot. I don't know.
All right. After that, we've got the spiders.
Oh, dear.
Gonna dash over to Paragor. Bon Bon gets an opportunity attack.
Sick. Gonna kick this motherfucker again. I got a nat 20.
All right.
Oh, let's go.
It might not be dashing over to Paragor.
So with my mod, my attack bonus, it's 27, if that counts. So how does, how do you do nat 20s?
Double your damage die.
So I roll my d20 twice, or d4 twice, or just double what I get?
Double what you get.
Okay, cool.
Roll good.
4 plus 5, so 9.
Alright, that spider just tries to run and gets yeeted as it dies.
Yeah. Let's go.
OP and then money.
The other spider tries to charge over the child and Kildren. I need both of you to make me strength saves.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, okay. Cool. Do I remember how to do this? Surely. Guys, it's been a while.
I believe in you.
I feel that.
What is my save DC? What is my save modifier? Oh, that's what it is. Okay, cool. Wow. Okay, cool. That was a 7. I'm supposed to be good at this, guys.
Both of you guys get knocked over as the spider runs by you.
Well, hey, at least it's not going for us. You know, that's a win.
And dashes over to Paragor.
Yeah, get
that's
his
the
ass.
Spider's entire turn. All right, Kildren, you're up.
So, getting knocked over, you know, kind of pissed about it. So I'm going to rage, and pick up Noth. Is there a part of this room that looks generally safer than any others? Like, isn't super close to a doorway?
Considering the spiders have been making holes in the ceiling,
there's really no
safe place in the room.
The doorway that we're standing right next to, is it an actual, like, door, or is it just, like, an entryway?
It is a room. It leads, like, to a different room.
No, but, like, is there a door that I can close?
You could close the door if you want to. Are you going to look through the room, look into the room, and chuck the child in?
Chuck the child in? What the F? No.
Oh, my God.
So how much of my action does it take to stand up?
That would be half your movement.
Half my movement. Well, yes, I'm gonna stand up, obviously. And would it just be like the rest of my action to close the door, or?
I'll say it's a bonus action.
Okay. Well, I'm. In that case, I'm not going to rage. Ignore the previous rage if I want to close that door.
You're gonna just close the door with the other child still inside?
I thought the child is right inside this room with me.
There was two children.
That other child is fucking dead, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but that other child ran into that room. Of that doorway.
Oh god, okay, I'll stand up and I'll look through the doorway.
There is no sign that the child ever existed.
Cool. I'm assuming you see, child is dead.
you see, like, spider webs leading away, like, through the hole in the wall.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's really great. Okay, well, that one's done for. I'm picking up this kid and gonna go to the group so that we're, closer together with other people, and less separated.
Alright.
And I'll just go as far as I can go.
Alright, so that's about as far as you can make it after... Actually, no, you could dash if you're not gonna do anything else.
Yeah, I'm gonna dash.
So you get to about there with the child.
Cool.
Alright, Valeria, you're up. There is one spider left on the other side of the room.
Sweet, it's exactly 60 feet. I'ma cast Sacred Flame. 1 second.
Sacred Flame?
Yeah, I'm gonna cast Sacred Flame.
7 for the dex save.
Okay, well, I hit.
All right, roll damage.
Okay. Just double check the damages for that one again.
Six points of damage. All right. That spider was not touched yet, so it is still up.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's... Was there anybody that's, like, injured near me?
Poth is injured.
I am also quite injured.
Okay, who's more injured?
Poth took 11 points of damage last turn.
As did I.
Okay, then
so
I'm
take
going.
Your pick.
I'm going to go over towards.
The D&D mood.
I'm gonna go over to Kildred and am I able to cast Cure Wounds again?
Cure Wounds is an action, so you can't do that and Sacred Flame on the same
right.
time.
Can I? Is there like a med check I could do to try to?
Do you have Healing Word? I haven't looked to see what all you've got.
I realized it had actually deleted all of my cantrips. So, I
Healing Word wouldn't have been a cantrip.
It would have been just a spell.
Yep.
I don't have spells. Okay, my two spells are Bless and Cure Wounds, so no.
Oh my god, Astra, did we choose the same class?
Yes, we did.
Let's go.
Well, in all fairness, Dragon didn't say anything, and I said I was going to use my old character.
Oh yeah, I found out what Altair was going to be playing, like, maybe a half hour before we started.
She told me I made a secondary character, my dude!
No, but we can both be healers, this is fine.
It's fine, matching. You're
fine.
Matching.
It works.
What, you think you need
it.
Two healers with how this is going so far?
True, we definitely
come
need
on
two
now.
Healers.
We're very different characters, I think. Like, we're not gonna be like, oh, we're both, like, elf, like, clerics, and we both have the exact same backs. Like, come on.
No,
your name's Herb.
Herb. We love Herb.
Herb.
Alright, so is that it for your turn then?
That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Yeah. I think that's all I can do.
Alright. Poth is gonna move 30 feet closer and chuck a chair at the spider.
I love Poth.
Iconic. Iconic.
I freaking love her.
Runs over.
I loved her the last time. I still love her.
Poth is buff woman, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I've just been referring to her in my head as buff woman.
The one that we went, mommy, sorry. Mommy, sorry.
Due to disadvantage, I mean, due to the distance, she is going to have disadvantage.
Come on, Poth. You've
Mom,
got buff
it.
Muscles.
Okay.
You're going to be so cool.
And 8 misses.
So cool.
Oh.
She just chucks the chair, and it misses the spider. Breaking and just shattering into pieces against the wall.
Oh, 7 chair, you had a good run.
Alright. And after Poth, we've got Herb.
Okay. How close can I get to this spider?
Herb, my boy.
Can I get within 60 feet of this spider? Surely I can, right?
Wait, sorry. Altair, is Herb a boy, girl, not gendered?
A girl.
A girl. I've, gotcha.
If you get to here, if you get here, you'll be within 60 feet.
Oh, cool. Okay, so we cast Sacred Flame on that spider.
Spider, you just gotta make another dex save. Alright, can it actually succeed?
I don't believe.
11. That fails.
That fails. Nice. Let's go!
Let's get it.
And it takes... It takes 4 points of damage. Yup.
Lovely. Right.
That spider still standing.
Don't worry, guys. I got
better
this.
Better than zero.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. After that, we've got Toth, who tries to chuck another bottle at this spider.
Light the bottle on fire and chuck it. Like, come on.
In a wooden building? Bart.
Yeah, a wooden building.
Yeah, what could go wrong, guys?
A 15, that hits.
Let's go.
Alright.
Let's get it.
Hopefully it hits like a 4 like it did when it missed and hit me.
4.
Good job, Todd.
Alright, that spider is still standing as that bottle just shatters on the spider's head. Then after that, we've got Paragor, who tries to scramble through the hole, and as soon as he looks out the hole in the wall, he screams and then runs deeper into the room.
Oh my god.
Oh god, he's gonna draw them in here.
Provoking an attack, an opportunity attack from this spider.
Whatever the man's holding, it's making the spiders go mad.
You know, at they this want point, that amulet. I'm rooting for the spiders.
No! The spiders killed me! What the hell?
Listen, I specifically against Paragor, you know?
Alright.
Oh, shit.
It's, 20 hits, and then 10 points of piercing, and 2 points of poison, but Paragor is a dwarf. But that doesn't matter, because Paragor is still down.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
After that, Bon Bon, you're up.
Kill him. I can do movement, dash, and then I can do a bonus action, right?
Movement, dash, bonus action, yep.
Okay. So I think... Bring me right around here. Wait, no. I'm gonna... Actually, I don't think I'm close enough, still. Oh, yeah, that's 55. Okay, here. Sorry, I had to recount. And then I'm going to do another unarmed strike. Swear to God, guys.
Beat him up.
I just got another nat 20.
Alright.
Hey. Yo.
That's a that die deserves the world.
Yes, this die does this. It did me dirty last time we did D&D, but it's doing me good this time.
Yeah.
Unless I asked you if you could roll for me.
Yeah. So that's going to be another that's 8 9 10 11 12 13 14 damage.
All right. That spider is fucking dead.
Woo!
Good job.
Alright.
Are we out of combat now?
As the last spider goes down, another hole opens in the ceiling directly above Toth. Shoots down, grabs him, and pulls him screaming up into the ceiling.
Shit.
Oh no.
And then another one another one comes through the hole that Paragor tried to come out of, grabs him, and then just starts dragging his corpse out.
As
Noth just keeps clinging. Noth just keeps clinging on to Kildren. As all this goes down.
Kid with my life.
All right. You are out of combat now as Poth goes looking out the door. What are the rest of you doing?
Good question. I think I will try. I can heal. Kindred, right?
I would Kildren? Very much appreciate that. Yes.
I can use cure wounds.
Thank you, okay. Please. I really need
it. Let's see how much of healing I can do for you.
Doing that, dragon, can Bon Bon go up to that hole that the dwarf with the amulet got dragged out of and see where the fuck they went?
Roll me a perception.
What is my perception? Oh, okay, that's
11. Is how much you heal.
I got a 10.
It's not very hard to see the spider webs or the spiders that's still moving. It's not just the dwarf and Toth, but all of the people who are still alive in this tiny village that weren't in your building are being dragged, including the still moving child that had run into the other room.
Wait, that child's not dead. The child, Bon Bon is definitely yelling out, the child is not dead.
It's a miracle! Modern day miracle!
They're all getting dragged and carried towards a forest at the edge of town.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
It's not great. Do you think they're going to take them to their queen or something?
Something like that.
Maybe.
Should we go save the child?
Do I see Pod while I'm looking out?
We've got so few of us.
Paragora looks as like, alright, they've got my daughter. And my father. And everyone else, I guess.
Yeah, the whole village.
I know it's not much, but I can at least probably come up with some sum of money if you all help me come with me and help me free them. If not, I'm gonna at least go out there on my own. But I'd like having some help.
It would be a suicide mission just by yourself. Ugh, we have to. There's not much other choice.
Is there a way? Can I also heal Poth?
You already healed Poth. Wait, no, you didn't heal Poth yet. How many spell slots do you have, and how many you've used two already?
Yeah, I think I've used all my spell slots.
Oh no!
All right, all right.
Valeria, how much did you heal me again?
11.
Oh, perfect! I'm back to full health. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so you guys are going to accept this quest then to go rescue the child and the rest of the village?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you want me to do with Noth, though? I assume this is one of yours as well?
All right, Noth. Poth goes over and grabs the dagger from her brother's corpse and hands it to Noth. This is for you. Stab anything that tries to steal you. You're coming with us because I don't trust the building to be safe while we're gone.
Teach 'em young. That's how you do it.
This is a terrible all idea.
Right. Aren't you also a child?
Well, yes, but...
You're a child who's flinging the flame balls. I don't think your comment really applies. Come on now.
Well, I can throw flame bills, and I don't think she can, so, you know, just weighing the odds here.
Uh-huh, weighing the odds, but I'm gonna weigh the odds as if she doesn't have a dagger, or if she does have a dagger against the spider. Come on now, let's be realistic. The child is dead without it.
My problem is not with the dagger here. I think you're looking at the wrong point I'm ejected to. Bringing them to the danger. Like, directly to the danger we're going towards.
Is that what we're doing?
I'll just grab the child's hand and be like, child can stay at a safe distance with me.
Alright, I guess it's something.
I mean, would you rather leave the child here by themselves where the rest of the village was taken? Better. Exactly.
Not a great plan.
If they're at least, if the child is with us, they're at least safer than if they were here by themselves with who knows what else could come and take them.
Exactly.
Right. You all do what you need to prepare. I'm going to go see if any of the horses are still around and get a carriage ready for us to get us all there in one piece. And Poth leaves the room.
Wait, Poth! Do you have any other weapons by any chance?
I don't, but check the dwarf's tent.
Oh, perfect. I can steal from that asshole. God, no, that's no kinsman of mine, really. God.
Poth leaves the building.
I would like to raid the tent as well.
Yeah.
Alright. In the dwarf's tent, roll me investigation.
Ooh, okay. Do we want to switch the music again?
Yeah, we're still in fight music.
Got my blood pumping.
Got that blood going there.
Excuse me.
Your accent is making me lose my mind.
I got 13.
What's wrong there? It's, you know, it's normal.
All right.
This is completely serious, okay?
All right, you guys... with a 13, unless,
Hold on, I'm checking what I get. Oh, it's a 4, don't worry about it.
Alright, you find the chest full of furs.
Mm-hmm.
A small bag of coins with 5 silver in it.
I'm taking that.
Oh, hey, we're splitting that. I'm the one that got the investigation.
Okay, you know what,
that.
That's fair. You know what, that's fair.
A rusted longsword.
Is it like a two-handed sword?
It's a one-handed sword.
I suppose I'll take it for now.
The handle, but not the blades, of a great axe.
It's a great stick.
That's so upsetting.
And
is there anything special about it?
It's just basically a club.
Oh, well.
And then a glowing, translucent case with a dagger covered in fungus.
Whoa.
And it says, "Do not open," in bold letters over the case.
Can I roll a karma on this to see? If the blade, I'm not opening it. I just want to check the blade, like with see if it has magical properties.
All right, roll Arcana.
You know what? I realized I never actually added my modifiers at all to the 13. That was just a
dirty 13.
No, that was, like, just a normal 13. I didn't add any modifiers.
Which is a dirty 13. It's all good. Dragon, what would the rolls for that sword be?
The rusted greatsword? I mean, the rusted longsword?
Yeah, the rusted longsword.
Let's see here. All right. So to hit, it's a d20 plus your strength modifier plus your proficiency bonus.
Okay.
If you're proficient.
I got a nat 20 plus 2. A nat 20 plus 2.
It is not magical. All right. The longsword, for hitting, it's a basic longsword. For damage, it's 1d8 plus your strength modifier minus two.
Oh.
And then you have to roll a d20 every time that you successfully hit with it. On a result of one, the blade shatters.
Oh, that's great. Hold on. I'm assuming that's not a thing that I can just easily add to my inventory with this program.
I will put it in between sessions for you.
Thank you, that would be great. If you could, like, type that out to me so that I can, like, write it down somewhere. Or have it written down somewhere.
But yeah, that's about everything in the tent. It's not a very, big tent.
Alright, I'm gonna add 2 silver from the 5. The other 3 go to Valeria.
Alright, so Valeria, what are you doing with that dagger?
I'm not gonna open it right now. Keyword is right now. But I'm gonna hold on to this. I'm gonna put it in my bag.
Alright.
Because I am very curious as to what this blade may do.
Alright. Yeah. And as you put it in your bag, you just feel the entire case just shudder slightly.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Who the F is doing Duolingo right now?
That would probably be Max.
I heard the
the guilty look on his face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What language?
No parlez-vous le français.
I'm back.
Français.
Oh.
Français?
What?
All right. So, are you guys going to do anything else while Poth tries to find you guys a carriage?
I'm not going to take
I want to try to raid this area, see if there's anything we can use. Like, you know, take some of the alcohol bottles, maybe some stuff to, like, light them and throw at the spider webs.
Alright. Roll me investigation if you're going to be just checking the whole bar.
Yeah.
Best be finding some good tequila.
And if Kildren could, they're going to take as many of the furs as they can carry without being, like, unable to fight. So they've got a pouch, so they're going to take up to, like, 10 pounds of furs if they can.
Alright, so you've got a few options. You could take about 10 pounds worth of rabbit furs.
Okay.
Or you could take an entire deer fur.
Ooh.
Or a combination of, you know, that fox and that you sold earlier and a few rabbits.
I'll take the fox and a few rabbits. Are the rabbits, like, full rabbits that haven't been, like, carved yet? Like, meat and everything?
Roll me a d20.
Okay. No modifiers?
No modifiers.
Okay. 19!
Side eyes.
You get the fox pelt and 2 full rabbits that haven't been skinned or anything. They're just... looks like they had arrows straight through the eye.
Okay, cool. So now I have 3 rabbits. Let's go, and my fox pelt back.
Alright.
Side eyes.
Dragon.
Yep.
Is there any, like... I just need a little bit of cured leather. Is there any, like... in the hides, is there any stuff that's already been cured, or is it all fresh?
It's all raw, unprocessed furs.
Are there any... is his tent or anything else processed leather at all?
Roll me a d20 versus my d20, and if you roll within 5, I will say that there is.
Let's hope. No. Damn it.
So, all right. There is... yep. 13 versus 20. There is no leather.
So I got a 16 for raiding the bar.
Alright, you find a keg of grog, 3 unlabeled bottles of alcohol.
Sweet, those will come in handy.
Solid.
5 bottles of very cheap wine.
Wine won't.
and one hidden away, there is one fancy bottle of elven wine.
Ooh. That I will take. That I will take.
Fancy, fancy.
Alright. I'm assuming you're not bringing the entire keg with you.
No, I'm only taking the elven wine and the 3 unlabeled alcohol bottles.
Alright. What's everyone else doing?
Are there any sort of, like, knives behind the bar, like, at all? Like, even something that would just be, like, a butcher's knife?
There's a reason he was throwing bottles at the spiders.
Man! Never mind, JK!
There's, like, a couple of wooden forks and spoons.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna come in helpful.
What, you're not gonna spoon a spider's eye out?
I mean, hey.
Which one? They have multiple
I'm not
eyes.
Saying it'll be easy. You know?
I'm not opposed to a little challenge.
We go up to a spider and they have 7 eye patches.
Alright, so Max was looking for leather. Valeria found some alcohol and the dagger. Herb, are you doing anything? Herb is dead.
Herb is on drugs.
No, I mean, like, I've been just waiting for the carriage, man. Like, I came here to eat food, and now I've been thrust into, like, fighting spiders and stuff.
Alright.
That's so fair. I just came for a short rest, and here we are.
Yeah.
Alright. Bonbon, anything for you before we,
Nope.
Alright. After a bit more time, you hear a carriage pull up outside, and Impoth comes in. Well, Paragor won't mind if we're using his, if we're his carriage, if we're saving his ass, right?
He better.
I think he was.
Not.
I think he's dead. Yeah,
I think he died. I think he was dead.
So he really won't. Well,
we'll find out. Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died. It looked like he died.
All aboard! Let's go save my daughter and father.
And the rest of the village.
And the rest of the village, if we can.
Ideally, also the rest. But, you know, who knows what will happen, you know? It's, if they don't want to live, well, then that's their problem if they're not willing to punch their way out of a spider web.
All right. So next week, the party will be beginning their journey to chase after the spiders.
I love that.
Oh, boy.
Thank you all for joining us. Any final words from our players?
Don't mess with Bonbon.
Good luck out there.
I can't believe the person who has arachnophobia is making us fight spiders.
Yeah,
I know, he's fully made this
that's
choice himself.
That's crazy, bro.
That's what my thought exactly was. Honestly, I wanted to go up and pet the spiders at the beginning, but then thought against it.
That was
but this is telling me that if I ever make a horror campaign, I was thinking to myself, wow, if dragons in my horror campaign, I could not put spiders because he has arachnophobia. Yeah, so like, F that, man.
I'm giving you spiders to slaughter.
A spider is going to specifically attack you.
Damn.
Thanks.
It's a spider with legs that are made of spiders.
I'm just glad.
Oh, like the ugliest spiders to ever exist.
He has a mustache. Right.
So, same bat time, same bat channel. Next week, the party will be going to save the rest of the village. Yippee. And, you know, hopefully get some loot from it. But you never know. They did loot this building pretty well. And yeah, I will see all of you back again next week. Good night, everyone. Let's get a raid going.
Good night. Aww.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Oh my god.
Thank
oh
you
god.
For watching.
Dragon, 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 dragon. Can I suggest someone, please?
Yee.
Oh my god. Can we raid Dodd?